think evolution's false. It's not true.
Oh.
There's problems with it, or it's not science. Yeah, I know. You laugh now, but wait till you argue completely with me, and then you may realize that you're wrong about it.
I doubt it, because this will be the 100th time I've had this conversation.
But I know a lot of religious people like argue with it, and it's not the right ways what I do. Okay, so what I like to do is ask you, like, define me what evolution is precisely as a scientific theory.
Change over time.
Just that.
That's literally what evolution is. Now, what are the implications of it? Like, general relativity is just that matter attracts matter, right? The implications of general relativity, what was found in the equations, is that things like black holes exist. Nowhere, the theory of general relativity does not state black holes exist. That's not what it states, okay? Evolution is just the factual observed phenomena that allele frequencies change over time. That change, biological change, occurs over time. The implication for that is over vast stretches of time, groups, populations of organisms become so different as to be completely different species at a later point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair. Here's the thing. That's what you're claiming, right?
Yeah, so, and there's an unthinkably large amount of evidence to back it up.
Oh, no. This is where we want to go critical on. But what I want to next ask you is, what is science exactly?
An empirical, methodological system for
evidence. Right. Empirical.
So you didn't
evidence.
Want you didn't want an answer, okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, I did want an answer. I just wanted to point out what science is. I mean, we both know what it is, apparently, because you said it, right?
Yep.
So what I want to next point out is that science is by the steps, right?
No.
To proceed into a scientific theory, yes, it is.
No. Sometimes observations are... if you're trying to say that if it can't be repeated, experimented, and verified or whatever, then it's not science. That's completely false. Mere observations count as science. For example, if you wanted to study animal behavior, you would not capture a bunch of... You wouldn't do that in a zoo. You could, but your methodology... anybody with a brain would realize that your methodology is almost certainly flawed, because they act completely differently in captivity. Like, for example, that's where the myth of the alpha wolf comes from. Wolves don't actually behave that way in nature. So what you would just want to do is make, like, observations in nature. It wouldn't necessarily be a, like, controlled experiment. Now, you make predictions, and then you go and look for evidence consistent with it. So that part of it is sort of basically true. But the other implication in this is, if you can't make it happen yourself, then that doesn't count as repeat observations. That's completely false, because a hypothesis can be predicated on events that have already occurred, and then what would the evidence for those be? No. The exact same way you would solve a murder. No murder happens in a future tense. They happen in the past tense. But nobody, including you, thinks that we can't reasonably conclude that a murder has taken place if we have sufficient evidence. And that's exactly the same way it works with evolution.
That's not how it works, and I'll explain
why. It's 100% how it works.
Can I explain, or are you just going to keep making claims?
Well, you can make your case. I'm not saying you're not allowed to talk, but you are wrong. So go ahead.
Okay, so science, when it was made... Historically, it was by, I believe it was like, was it Aristotle, or it was like
Jesus
Greek
fucking Christ.
Right?
No.
No, I want you to understand the empirical. You mentioned empirical.
Then maybe you should read literally any book so you don't say something as stupid as Aristotle invented science.
Oh, God. like
don't tell me your goal is for me to understand and then come up here and say stupid shit like that.
It is not. That is where it's is. From.
No, it isn't. From.
That's how science, the idea of science and pseudoscience and like things like that.
Literally false. That's how false. It
was created. What, are you just like mad saying no without actually like telling me, saying what the actual history of science is, why it was invented, why it was put out to the world just because you're stubborn? Like, it's historic. Like, we all know what it is.
You don't.
It's there.
I agree that if you want to discuss like how we collectively came up with the scientific method, you would look at the history books.
It's not collective.
But you don't fucking go to it wasn't invented by Aristotle. That's
it was not mad. A collective that created the scientific method.
Yes, it absolutely was. Nobody has ever come up with an idea in a vacuum devoid of anybody else's influence.
Influence is not the same thing as collective. A person could have made some idea, but yes, have influence from others, but still individual person that created it. Just like the word evolution was created by a single person. It's not some collective. Like, this is where you're going crazy at. It's literally historic, and you're arguing against like history about it, which is weird for a person that's supposed to be
you're factual. You get to decide what is historical, huh? I'm disagreeing with you. You are wrong. Okay, so whatever.
I mean, you're okay. So you want to stay stubborn about it.
Where did Aristotle develop? Where are the steps of the scientific method in any of Aristotle's works?
Just look it up. Ask any historian.
So you don't know. Okay, great. You have an empty claim.
Of it.
Yeah, great.
Okay, so do you want to look together? Go ahead and go Google. Go Google it then.
Done this countless times going back going back like a decade, right? So I don't need to prove anything to you, and I don't need to give you a history lesson.
Well, you're asking for proof, right?
If you want to,
why is it such a problem for you to look for?
It's not a problem for me. I have already done this.
Scientific method was like,
so. If you want to know who the first person to really lay out the modern scientific method as we understand it, that would be Ibn al-Haytham. And it was around the year 1000 or 1100.
I'm not saying some version that someone else made. I put my argument as what is science from the history standpoint. Great. That was my argument. So for you to say the modern version or of whatever some guy made that like is not very...
What did Aristotle do that was science?
Again, he pointed out the empirical evidence. And how to achieve empirical evidence, how to define pseudoscience and science, to differentiate between the two, okay?
So, for example, you got any quotes or anything
using
like that?
Using the scientific method.
Okay, when did he ever do that?
It has to, huh?
What experiment did Aristotle ever conduct?
He's a philosopher of science.
No, he's not.
Oh God.
So the answer is he never conducted a single experiment.
Gonna like go no.
That's fine. I don't care. I don't even want to talk to you at this point.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Have a shitty life.
You too.